throw it away. What would you call the container? Would you still call it a slot bucket? Or?
No. You mean garbage? Or?
Yeah.
We take it down here in the city, hauls it all.
Okay. But what do you call that container that you carry it in?
We use bags now. We use these big posts from the big bags from the grocery store, and then just set them bags in this plastic bag, and then take it down here, and the man picks it up, and puts it in the truck, and hauls it off.
Okay. Now, something you use for if your wife's gonna fry a couple eggs, what would she fry them in?
Fry pan.
Okay, you ever call it?
You can fry them and on the stove, or if you've got electric skillet. Yeah. Now, we use electric skillet all the time.
Okay.
But you can fry them on the stove in an old black skillet like we used to use back in young days.
You remember when you were very small, any of those skillets that had legs on them?
Yeah.
Three legs on them?
Yeah, well, that's the kind they used over a fire, in the fireplace.
What was that called? You remember
that? An oven.
Okay.
They called it what was the name, the first name of that? Mother used to have one out there. You'd put potatoes and stuff like that in, and it had a lid on. And you'd take the coals and pile them up on top of it. There wasn't anything you'd get in it. Huh?
Baker? What? A baker?
Yeah, something like that.
Or a Dutch oven. Maybe.
Dutch oven, one name for it, yeah.
I just wondered if you ever heard the word either a creeper or a spider for those.
No.
I never did. Okay. How about a heavy iron, something of, some of those, for instance, you're going to make a hoe case or something, that they don't have sides on them. Have you ever seen those? They're used on a stove, but they didn't have it. In a frying pan, you think of having a clamp on the side,
right? Yeah.
But flat.
We didn't have any.
They have any of those.
Oh, you've got one in there now. They call it a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Metal sheet. It's electric.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this long or about this long.
Mm-hmm.
We never used it. We never have used it.
Okay.
I don't think we have it.
How about a heavy iron vessel with a large opening? About this big. You could boil water in.
Oh, kettle?
All right. Now, if it's... Would you ever use the term, for instance, if you're going to wash clothes, you need to wash clothes in these big iron things.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Wash kettle.
Okay. How about something you put cut flowers in?
We didn't do much of that. Now, we would have to make a lid.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, sometimes the person goes out in the garden and cuts some flowers and then puts them in a...
It's a base.
Okay. What's that?
A base.
All right. Now, what about the name for the best dishes? Good dishes and sometimes
Chinese.
Right. All right. Now, do you remember it with this with chickens that they used to put something in the nest?
Chinese eggs.
Yeah.
We used to put them in the nest, and then you wouldn't have to leave a nest egg in there.
Uh-huh.
They lay better if you have an egg in the nest.
Okay. Is that different? Now, the nest egg is a real egg.
Yeah, that's real egg.
Uh-huh. But these other ones are called what?
Well, they're nest eggs, but they're Chinese. They won't break.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Artificial stuff.
You call those China eggs?
Yeah.
Or Chinese eggs?
Yeah, Chinese.
And when you're eating at the, to sit down and eat, you have three utensils that you use.
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. You have one knife. Let's say you have a butter knife and another one.
I have a butter knife used in the butter dish.
Yeah. Okay. But you have two, then you say you have two.
You have three besides that.
Yeah. For two. But okay. But let's say one knife and you add one more, then you have two. Two what? I have a hunting knife and I have a butcher knife.
Yeah.
Now I have two.